You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. It's Brooke Duvard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. I had so many good beauty questions in my inbox. I figured, let's just do a whole episode of answering some really good beauty questions. All right, let's get into the first one. Hi, Brooke. I have a dry skin issue, and I'll try to make it simple, but give you enough info. From birth, I've had what I call severe dry skin on my legs specifically. From knee to ankle is smooth and very scaly, not a pore in sight, therefore no hair. My thighs have always had keratosis pilaris, but the rest of me is smooth sailing. All throughout the year, I have heavy, dead skin on the surface, which just peels off. When the seasons change, whether that be winter to spring, summer to fall, I go through it. Winter to spring, I peel all over and I'm intensely dry. I even get dry patches and my skin will break, and now we have sores and scars. It also takes me a while to get rid of scars. Products. I've used it all. My skin scoffs and giggles at products, especially items in drugstores. Today, I ordered the faded topicals for scars and two more jars of the Hana Hana Beauty Butter. At $30 a jar, I need to reapply it every few hours because my skin just absorbs it so quickly. Over the last few months, and since we are in the season change, I'm fighting with this head on. I've started scrubbing regularly with First Aid Beauty and or the Hana Hana Beauty Exfoliating Bar, and now the skin knee to ankle has become less scaly, and now we have keratosis pilaris, so something is changing. Oils, lotions, creams, butters, etc. My skin just consumes it all, and quickly. Any suggestions? This is such a great question, and I can really relate because I have dry body skin, especially on the bottoms of my feet. Like, I feel like I can use all of the creams and lotions and potions, and it never really goes away. So it's not innovative or that exciting, but I do feel like I've recently discovered Vaseline again, and it's been pretty amazing for my dry skin. So you're already doing a lot of great things, exfoliating, you're using nice shea butter from Hana Hana Beauty, but I think you should maybe try sealing everything with Vaseline because that's really helped my dry skin on my feet a lot. I think the other thing is only use gentle, fragrance-free skincare products. A lot of soaps and even lotions can be really too harsh for dry, sensitive skin. So look for products that are fragrance-free. Now, I love that Hana Hana Beauty does have a shea butter that is fragrance-free. So check that out. But you did mention the price was a concern. So I would really just get a big tub of Vaseline. I think it really does help a lot. Charlotte Palmarino, when she came on the podcast, talked a little bit about Vaseline and slugging and how it helps for dry skin. Here's the other thing. You're doing physical exfoliation, which is great, but you want to bring in a chemical too. I think you really need to add a chemical exfoliant to your body care routine. So you want to look for a product that contains one of the following ingredients: alpha hydroxy acid, so an AHA, glycolic acid, lactic acid, even a retinoid or a salicylic acid will help. So one of the treatments that I really like is Paula's Choice BHA body cream. And it has a 2% BHA and it's called the Weightless Body Treatment. It also has salicylic acid in it, which works to soften really rough skin. So I will link to that product in the show notes, but I think you want to look for a cream that has one of those chemical exfoliants in it. You also mentioned keratosis pilaris. So I just want to help define it for people listening. It's very common. It's a harmless skin condition, but it causes dry, rough patches and tiny bumps. It can occur on your upper arms, on your thighs, on your cheeks. The bumps usually don't hurt or itch. And it's a skin condition that can't necessarily be cured, but it can be treated with moisturizers. Now, The other thing I want to mention to you is I'm a big fan of seeing a dermatologist for stubborn skin issues. I got this weird rash earlier this year on the inside of my thigh. I couldn't figure out what it was. I was applying a lot of things that I had in my beauty cabinet and doing some research on the internet, and it wasn't going away. I ended up calling my dermatologist. She called in a prescription for me for, like, I think it was a topical steroid cream, and it went away in about a week. So I do think that there is a lot of value in going to a professional, and one appointment and a $90 prescription cream can save you hundreds of dollars and hours of effort in the long run. I hope these tips helped. Email me back. Keep me updated. I want to hear how everything's going. I know the dry skin struggle, and it can be really challenging to deal with. Okay, next question. This is a question about makeup, which I love. So, hi, I have a beauty question. I'm getting married in September. Congratulations. After moving 2 times due to COVID, I'm normally a light makeup person, but I feel like during COVID, I feel even strange wearing a full face. I want to feel like myself on my wedding day, but obviously want to look great for my special day. Any makeup product suggestions or ideas? Also hoping my skin looks good for the big day. I'm usually acne prone, but my skin has been calm lately on my current regimen. Any ideas for things to do to make sure my skin is happy for my wedding? Thank you so much for your help. Okay, I love a bridal beauty moment. Now, this first thing about feeling self-conscious wearing a full face and wanting to look natural for your wedding day, I totally get it. Like, on your wedding day, you want to look like yourself, but better. You don't want to feel like you have a mask. And the other thing that a makeup artist told me was, like, on your wedding day, you're going to look back at these pictures 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years from when they happened. And you want to see your skin. You want to see your beautiful, young, youthful skin shining through. You don't want to have a thick layer of foundation all over everything. So I totally feel you on wanting to look natural. But I will say, it is important to do makeup. I have a friend that never wears makeup. And for her wedding, she was like, I don't think I'm going to wear makeup for my wedding. And I was like, no, because all of the pictures and video, like, you can do the no makeup makeup look. I think it's really important to do a test for your big wedding day. I got married in Italy, in Tuscany. There aren't a lot of makeup artists there, but the nearest town, Florence, I was able to find some makeup artists and I did a test. I flew over to Italy. I was living in London at the time, so it wasn't a huge flight, but I did a test with like 3 or 4 makeup artists. The first makeup artist, it was like a heavy brow, like an overly contoured face. I got married in 2015, 2016. It was a no. I hated it. I hated the test. I went to another person. She gave me like a really dark, smoky eye. And I was like, also, no. I had to really work to find a makeup artist that I liked. And on top of that, I also brought my own products. I think, you know, we get used to seeing our face a certain way. And sometimes if someone does your makeup with all products you've never used before, you look in the mirror and you're like, who is this? So if you have your go-to products that you love, definitely bring those. And I would just say, take the time and invest the effort into doing a test. September is a beautiful time to get married. So you can really do any look. You can do fully neutral. You can do a beautiful red lip. You can do shimmer on the eyes, whatever you're feeling. But make sure that it feels like you. You can bring them in pictures of you when you feel like you've looked your best and say, how close can you get to this look? You should feel really happy and comfortable with your makeup. Now, the second question you're asking about your skincare. Also love this question. I feel like weddings can also bring on a lot of stress, which does not help your skin. So I would definitely invest in getting just a few really nice facials. You know, a facial where they have an extraction. Personally, I did a chemical peel before my wedding. I did it very, very far in advance. I did it like maybe 8 weeks ahead of time because I didn't want any shedding or anything before the big day. But treat yourself to some really nice facials, like maybe get a pack of like 4 or 5 facials and just do them leading up to the wedding. You don't want to do anything too extreme, too close to the date because you obviously could have a bad reaction. But I would say treat yourself to some nice facials. It's also just really great in de-stressing. So I hope this answer was helpful and best of luck on the big day. Okay, this next question is from a listener in Chicago who's been listening since 2018. My question is about bikini lines. Why am I the only one who seems to have ingrown hairs and the marks that they leave behind? I've been trying to be accepting of my body and I'm even feeling fine in the bathing suit, except for my bikini line. What can Black women do to address this or accept it? Is hair removal for the birds? Or do I need to invest in a laser or other permanent hair removal? Been dying to ask this and get some answers. So thank you for the opportunity. Okay, this is a big question. And I know it's a big question because when I shared this on Naked Beauty Planet, several people DM'd me and said that this is something that they have dealt with before. So I got amazing recommendations from the community. I'm going to start with one. This is from Rennie, and she says, daily exfoliation with glycolic acid has changed the game for me. No more ingrowns. And I've also stopped shaving and I've started sugaring instead. And my skin tone is much more even. I also think as Black women, we've been told that we need to be one color, but the reality is we are often not, and that's okay. So I love that response because one, there's some level of self-acceptance there. Yes, I don't think our bodies are all meant to be uniform one color. It's okay to have dark marks or darkness around your bikini area. But I also love this tip about sugaring. Now, I have to be very honest with you, to the person that asked the question, this is not something that I have ever dealt with, ingrown hairs, and it's probably just because I'm a very hairless person. So all of the information that I'm telling you is from research, not from direct experience. So a few things. I think one of the things that's important is to realize that razor bumps affect every single skin type, but there are two characteristics that make them more difficult for Black people. So first, the individual hairs may be thick and densely curled, right? So our hair texture is different. So that makes it more likely that they'll get caught beneath the skin surface. And then the second is that darker skin tends to create pigment when the area of the skin is injured. So that's hyperpigmentation. So the fact that the hair type and texture is different, and the fact that we're more prone to hyperpigmentation makes this issue a little bit different for us. So again, tips based on research: to shave the bikini area in the direction of the hair growth is meant to help a lot, and to replace your blades frequently. So that will ensure sharpness and a more gentle glide over your skin to protect the sensitive surface from those scratches that can cause inflammation. Another thing I read said to apply a 1% hydrocortisone cream at the first site of a bump or an ingrown hair. And apparently that spot application can really help to reduce marks down the line. The other thing that a lot of people wrote to me and said they do is treating that area around your bikini line the same way you would treat the skin on your face. So investing in chemical exfoliants, investing in really good moisturizers for the area, and really think about exfoliating that skin to keep it smooth. So that glycolic acid recommendation that I gave before is great, but you want to also just be very careful because it's next to very delicate other parts. So you don't want to get any of that skincare too close to your vagina because that could obviously cause a really bad irritation. Now, I did do some research into laser hair removal. In terms of is waxing or shaving better or worse, I couldn't find a really definitive answer. Some people said that waxing made ingrown hairs worse. Other people said stopping shaving made all the difference, but I couldn't find anything definitive. But I did do some research into lasers. So a lot of people have said for years that laser hair removal was not good for people with dark skin, because the way that lasers work is it basically works by detecting dark hair. And if you have fair skin, the hair is very apparent on the surface. But if you have dark skin, it's really hard to detect hair. So laser hair removal has not been tailored to darker skin. But there's a laser called the YAG, N-D-YAG, Y-A-G, that all of my research has said this is the best laser for darker skin because it more successfully bypasses the pigmentation present in the skin. I know laser hair removal can be expensive and it takes several sessions to get it right, but if you do some research and you find someone in your area who can do it, laser hair removal may be a good option for you. And I'm going to recommend another product. There is a company called Fur, and I believe all of their oils and products are focused specifically on ingrown hair. So they have a product called the Fur Oil. It's been clinically tested and 100% agreed that Fur Oil minimizes ingrown hair. They have sent it to me, as I mentioned before, because it's not something that I dealt with. I did not use it, but I did get to experience the product. One gorgeous product. It looks lovely and the oil seems really nice. So you could also try the Fur Oil. A lot of people say that it really helps with ingrown hairs. I know people personally that have said it helps. So there's a product that you could try. Best of luck. I love that you're already self-accepting of yourself in a bikini. That is really difficult for some people. I would not worry too much about your bikini line. And it's likely something that you and you alone feel self-conscious about. Probably no one is worried about it, but I understand feeling self-conscious. I understand that. But hopefully the tips that I've shared here are helpful. I have had so much fun answering your beauty questions. If you have any beauty question. It could be about hair, makeup, skincare. It could be about confidence. It could be about how do you tell your friend something about her beauty routine that you want her to change. Literally anything. Love giving advice to you all. Please email me at nakedbeautypodcast@gmail.com and put in the subject line beauty question. I love hearing from you. I love all of your questions. So thank you. Thank you so much. I will be back actually later this week with a full episode. I'm interviewing Rocky Barnes. I'm really excited for you guys to hear that.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.